You're listening to the TJ and Jody's House Podcast on the Ace and TJ Family.
Are you ready to say, hey, I'm loving life? We are. Join us at the Love and Life Music Fest, May 3rd through the 5th. Fun, art, memories, and amazing live performances from 40 artists you will love. Get your tickets now at acetj.com/lovin'.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenics. Neogenics is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenics.
Hi, welcome to TJ and Jody's house.
Hey, here we are back at our house. It's a long story as to why we're at our house doing the podcast this week. We'll get into that in a little bit. First of all, you need to know that TJ and Jody's house is brought to you, as always, by Josh's Farmer's Market in Huntsville. How long have we not lived in Huntsville? Like 30 years we haven't lived in Huntsville? Right. In Mooresville. I'm having a rough day today. Oh. I've been thrown off all day for some reason. Oh. I don't know. But I'm a professional, and you will not know that my day is not going swimmingly. From this point on.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Counting, starting now. Let's go. Okay. So Josh's Farmer's Market, we love. Do we not love?
We love.
We love Josh's Farmer's Market.
Uh-huh.
Now, we tell you about what I was coming up on the weekends and stuff at Josh's, but the other stuff that we don't focus on enough is that all of their stuff is locally sourced produce and baked goods and eggs and meats and glass bottle milk, all of that stuff. They have seafood every Friday and Saturday, fresh seafood trucks. And they own their own grass-fed, grain-finished beef and free-range eggs. That all comes from them. It's all great with pies and homemade breads baked daily, Amish jellies and things. Now, coming up this weekend at Josh's, it is the return of Granny's Apple Cider Donuts.
Yes.
Honestly, the best donuts I've ever had.
Yep. Delicious.
Mm-hmm. Now, are they apple cider or just cider?
Apple.
Granny's Cider Donuts.
Apple, I think.
Either way, they're delicious.
They're apple
delicious.
Cider. Yeah.
Delicious.
Yeah.
And they have those locally built Amish Adirondack chairs. And
I want
things.
Those so bad.
There's a video going around the internets of Josh's where we were in these glider rockers that were Adirondack glider rockers. Mm-hmm. And I mean, I know I'm old, but that made me feel old and relaxed and at peace with myself.
Do you think they'd notice if I went up there one afternoon, just sat?
No, I don't think they would. Well, I mean, they may notice, but they probably wouldn't care.
I'd just be like, hey.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because I would on a pretty day. You know I would.
So here's a funny story. Mr. Todd from JT Media got out there before Jody and I did. And he was doing some drone filming around there. His company was drone filming. And one of the ladies that works there that's kind of, you know, the muscle that, you know, you don't mess with her. Mm-hmm. She came up to the two owners, being named Josh and Garrett, and said, there's a drone flying around here. Should I call the police or should I just shoot it down? And they had to tell her, look, calm down. You're all right. That drone is from Ace and TJ. So she said, oh, well, I was about to get on it. So anyway, they're at 170 Joe V. Knox Avenue in Mooresville, right there with the YMCA.
Yep.
All of that.
Yep.
And now look, you're going to wait in line if you're going for donuts and things like that. It's going to be a pretty big line, but it's worth it.
And it moves fast. You just got to be patient.
Yeah, they always say that.
What?
The person that's, you know, at the front of the line about to be searched, it moves fast. But if you're at the back of the line, you're like, is this moving fast?
But
I don't
you,
think so.
You're not a good one to talk to about that.
You saying I'm not patient,
no,
Jody?
No.
I don't have patience?
Zero patience.
For patient things?
No.
Hmm.
No.
Okay.
All right.
All right, so we'll catch you up to date on why we're broadcasting or taping from the house again today, what was supposed to happen, how it went back and forth several times, and how Jody did something today that I never do. She met a neighbor.
Oh.
And we'll tell you about that and all kinds of other cool stuff. So we'll get to all of it next. Hang on.
TJ and Jody's house.
Are you ready to say, hey, I'm loving life? We are. Join us at the Love and Life Music Fest, May 3rd through the 5th. Fun, art, memories, and amazing live performances from 40 artists you will love. Get your tickets now at acetj.com/lovin.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenics. Neogenics is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenics.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
TJ and Jody's house.
All right, I'm gonna get a little swig here. I have to watch how I swallow when I drink because Jody says that I drink too loudly.
No, I didn't.
You do though.
You drink
always
coffee
say
loudly.
But you always say that I. You enjoying that water? Is that good? I have to watch every move that I make.
You do, you don't, no, you do, but you do drink coffee loudly.
How? Oh, I slurp it?
Yeah, it's no. So, it's
wait,
such a spectacle.
That's not true at all.
And how you
not even
down?
In the least. Yeah, we said that the other day on the regular old show that you don't like the way I chew gum.
It is cocky.
But you see, I can't do anything. Every little thing I do, something's wrong with it.
Oh, not true. Not true.
Okay, so we were supposed to record the podcast on our regular Thursday at 10:30 or 11-ish, but I had an emergency dental procedure that needed to get taken care of. Wednesday, we were walking out of a charity event that we had done during the afternoon, and I was chewing gum, which Jody doesn't like for me
angrily.
To do.
Angrily.
And all of a sudden, my gum crunched because a piece of a crown had broken off into the gum. So that's what I had to do Thursday, so we couldn't record. And then Mr. Todd couldn't do it because he was doing other things with JT Media. Friday, we had it set, and we were supposed to do Friday, and then he couldn't do it. So then we were supposed to do it at the studio this morning after the regular old morning show, then get it... you know, edited and put up quickly to be up by noon. And then I got there this morning and they tell me that there's some kind of a service person coming to work on TVs in the studio or something like that. So now we're back at the house.
So much.
I know. So crazy. Uh-huh. A nightmare.
Should we have maybe skipped this week?
I would say that, but I mean.
It's too popular.
It is not.
People,
it
is. You know, Jody, people would riot.
They would.
If they went at this point. Now, used to when we could skip a week here or there when we were, you know, going to be off on Monday for, you know, Labor Day or whatever, Memorial Day, whatnot. We could skip a day, but not at this point. Not with the way it's a feeding frenzy for listeners and viewers now. We couldn't do. I would hate to see what would happen.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
They would track us down.
Sure. I'm sure.
Mm-hmm.
That's funny.
So tell everybody how you just met one of the neighbors.
Oh, okay. So I went on a walk with one of my friends this morning, and this girl passed us. She was walking a dog, and she had on Zaya that you always talk about that I wear and sell, and it has little pockets on the side. So she had her phone in it, and I heard your mouth coming from her pocket as I passed.
That's hot. No,
God, you're so gross. So,
well, you know good and well saying I heard your mouth coming from her pocket that I was going to think something sexual.
Actually, I didn't, but I should
have
known.
Have we not met?
Yeah, I guess not. So, anyway, I passed her, and then I turned around and I said, hey, I said, I like that app you're listening to. And she stopped, and she goes, I said, hi. I said, I'm, where I think she said, are you Jody? Or I don't remember how it went, but then I said, I'm Jody. And then, and she said, oh my gosh, I listen to them all the time. And he talks about you selling Zaya, and I sell Zaya. And she had it on, and I said, oh yeah, yeah. And she said, my name's Candy. And I said, nice to meet you, Candy.
You didn't say, your name must be Candy because your sweetness is my weakness.
But when I see her
missed
again,
that opportunity.
But listen, when I see her again, I'll yell and you can yell it out the door to her.
Okay.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. If I ever go outside and maybe meet her, I'll say it then.
Anyway, I thought that was kind of funny.
I figured your name was Candy because your sweetness is my weakness.
Stop.
I'd be like that. I'd be like that there. I'd be like,
Candy would probably run.
Trick or treat.
Candy be like, ooh, scary man.
Oh, speaking of that, we have our house all decorated, but you don't decorate for Halloween. You decorate for fall, right?
I mean, I have a few Halloween things.
Yeah, but they're a little cutesy.
Yeah, I don't do
like
scary Halloween.
Jack-o'-lantern things and all that. You don't put a bunch of skeletons up.
I don't like all that.
You know, you got enough in your closet.
Scares
me. You don't
me.
Need to have them out in the living room.
Well, you aren't roll today, aren't you, buddy?
But but they were talking about the, you know, number one Halloween decorations and all, and bats are usually big. I can't see you having bats hanging from the ceiling or anything.
I just don't. I've never liked any of that, even when I was little.
Because you're scared. You're scared.
I'm scared.
And you know what she does whenever Halloween is over and she wants to keep fall decorations out until Thanksgiving? If it's a jack-o'-lantern, she just turns it around so you can't see the face on it. And then it just looks like a pumpkin. That's a little life hack for you if you don't know that.
Yeah. I mean, it works.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I just don't. And I've never been in a haunted house. Nor am I going to.
I thought you did one time and then, like when you were a teenager or something, and then you got out of it and said, I'll never do that again. Yeah, I don't like haunted houses either.
I'm scared enough. I don't need people doing that to me on purpose.
Because, you know, I'm kind of jumpy.
I know. If I would not go in a haunted house with you. Actually, it'd probably be good because I'd get aggravated because you'd be jumping and...
Yeah, I don't like all that business.
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
No, I don't either. We're weird, I guess.
No.
A lot of people love that.
I know a lot do, but a lot of people don't.
Do they not?
Mm-mm. I don't understand why that would be thrilling to you.
Mm-mm.
I just don't get in a corn maze.
Oh, no, I don't mind that because that's like a puzzle.
Yeah, you like puzzles.
That's a puzzle, and I like that.
Have you ever done that, corn maze?
Yeah, I have.
When?
I actually did a couple years ago with the kids. It was way out somewhere.
That they're typically way out where they're cornfields.
Was it like through the church or something we went?
I don't know. I'm not going any of that.
Oh, I would never ask you.
Mm-mm.
Could you imagine if I got stuck in a corn maze with you and you're zero patience?
And I'm not good at puzzles.
You know what? I'd leave. I'd just run and try to find my way out.
Leaving in there?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not good with puzzles.
I know.
I don't like it.
And you'd throw the puzzle across the room if a piece didn't fit.
Yeah. But you can't do that when you're in a maze. You're just stuck.
I know.
How do they get you out if you get lost? How do you find your way out? Somebody come find you?
I don't know, because I always find my way out.
Mm-hmm. Well, unless you're a, you know, you have a corn maze that you would like to advertise on the Ace and TJ app.
Yeah.
5G. Then I would love to send Jody out there to go through your maze.
But it cannot be, what about the haunted...
No.
Oh, my God. If you, if I had to go in a haunted corn maze, trying to find my way out, stressing because things were jumping out at me, I'd literally TT my pants.
What if it were a haunted candy corn maze?
Well, I'd eat my way out.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, people think we're disgusting because we like candy corn.
I mean, I like it, but I don't like a lot of it because it's so sweet.
Mm-hmm. But most people either, they if they don't like it, mm-hmm. they hate it. And they think people are disgusting who eat it. Well, and I love candy corn.
Mm-hmm.
I'll eat a ton of
it. But if you didn't like it, you'd be one of those people.
Jody.
I've heard you before when you don't.
I am not judgmental like that.
Okay.
Not at all.
All right.
All right, I got something very interesting to tell you.
Great.
You're going to love this. All right. Couples who worry about catching COVID-19 have better sex lives. Now, what couple do you know who's the most scared of catching COVID-19?
I'm not doing this.
Who is it? Which couple, Jody?
You're awful.
How am I awful? I have a report here from a medical journal.
Uh-huh.
The Journal of Relations.
Okay. No.
I'm trying to think. What couple do we know that is most afraid of catching the COVID-19? I thought you may be able to help jog my memory on this because I've been trying to think all day who it is.
Going to.
Who is it that would have
much
better sex relations because they're afraid of COVID-19? Is it your parents? It's your parents. They're the most afraid of catching the COVID-19 couple
wait for them
that
to
we know.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God.
So let's see what it says.
Oh, my gosh.
According to new research published in the Journal of Science, your parents, who have a high fear of catching COVID-19, have had more...
Oh, God.
...and better relations... during the pandemic. The idea is that stress-provoking situations can sometimes make people face their own mortality and heighten sexual desire.
Why are you making that face?
Because it's...
You're
it's
so
very
gross.
Interesting. Follow the science, Jody.
Uh-huh.
Right to your mama and daddy's house.
I'm seriously.
You think they're not leaving the house just because they're scared?
All right, shut up. Move on. So stupid.
Oh, God.
Mask up.
Did you see that fly just go by here?
Yeah. It's because you keep a dirty house.
I know.
Got flies up in there.
Next subject.
All right. So are you going to tell them that? They do listen and watch.
Every week.
Do they watch or listen to the podcast?
Watch.
Okay. Okay. Mom, Dad, we understand.
No, we don't. And
good
tuning all this out.
Good for
Stop.
You.
Stop.
Good for you.
Shut up.
You. Good for
so
you.
So disgusting.
Oh, and they're coming for Christmas, even though they're scared of COVID-19.
They're not scared right now, I don't think.
Well, they're more scared where they live in Louisiana than they are here, right?
I mean, I hope. They're coming here.
And they're flying, right?
Yep.
Okay. Both vaccinated.
Mm-hmm.
They done got their boost. They got a booster.
Not yet.
They're getting a boost.
I found out this morning, though, that they got their flu shot yesterday.
Okay.
So they're all
mm-hmm.
covered.
So, they're coming for a week.
Mm-hmm.
Now, would they be here for Christmas Eve, Christmas Day, and all that, or are they coming after that?
Nope.
Okay.
Coming before, staying a few days after.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So, you say it's a Tuesday to Tuesday,
mm-hmm.
and they realize that's not necessary?
What?
To have to, you know, I hate to for them to think they have to stay that long.
Yeah. I'm sure you do.
I mean, I love having them here. You know that. They know that. They know I love having them here. Mm-hmm. But
they know.
I'm just saying they don't need to feel obligated to stay that whole time.
Yeah, okay.
Well, and when they fly, they have a definite return date.
Right.
So that's a...
Yeah.
You know, that's a plus and a minus.
Could you please get off of my parents, period?
Sound like they need to get off themselves.
Stop. You're so nasty.
Oh, you slow pitch
that
one. Yeah.
All right.
Let's see. What else has gone on in our house? We watched a movie together the other night. A whole movie.
Yep.
We did.
Yep.
It was a Clint Eastwood movie called Cry Macho.
It was really good.
It was so sweet.
I did not realize that man, though, was in the 90s.
Yeah, he's 91.
Because I said, oh, he's so feeble. And you said, he's in his 90s. I said, no. Yeah, and he's 91.
Mm-hmm.
But he's still, like, but yeah, then I wonder how many takes. Like, when you're that, because, you know, people get forgetful.
I don't think he's as slow physically and all in real life as he was in the movie.
You don't?
No, I think he was playing it up to be an old broken down, broken bodied
man.
Former cowboy.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, so.
That makes sense. Man, he's just good for him.
I know.
Good for
Clint Eastwood.
Him.
And how long was that movie? It was about maybe an hour and 45 minutes?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It was good.
So how many hours a day do you think that you and I spend in the same room with each other? That was a thing we had in the news today.
Like how many hours?
Most people spend less than 4 hours a day in the same room with each other.
No, not since you've moved up here and get home early. We're in the same room a lot.
Okay, does it count my being in this room watching TV and you being right there in your office? Even though it's a separate room, but there are no doors separating it or anything?
I guess not.
That doesn't count, or it does?
I don't know. You tell me.
I don't think so.
Okay. Well, then we don't spend time then.
Because how much time do we spend in the same room when we're sleeping? Because what time
do you get up?
I'm trying to get up around 3 now or so. Sleeping an hour longer than I normally do.
So about 4.5 hours.
Okay, so not counting sleepy time, then we don't spend enough time in the room, same room.
Why
together.
Are we supposed to?
Yeah, it says that people spend, couples are supposed to spend about 4 hours a day in the same room.
Hmm.
And I don't think they counted while they were asleep.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, we spend time.
Mm-hmm. So we need to start spending more time in the same room together.
Do we?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I'm going to be down here or up there. Those are the only two places I ever am.
Okay. And I'm going to be right there or up there.
Yeah.
I think if I'm right here, then this counts.
If you're right where?
In the kitchen.
In the kitchen?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But how long is that a day? 30 minutes maybe? While you're cooking your breakfast.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not here a lot in the day.
I know, and that's what I told him. I said it would be hard to spend 4 hours in the same room with somebody who's always on the move. I mean, you could easily spend 4 hours in the same room with me.
Yeah.
All you gotta do is
just
sit down.
Right.
And there I am.
I'm not good at sitting like that.
No.
Mm-mm.
Right.
No. But I will, because I'm going to start packing soon, so.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. That'll be fun.
I'm kicking her out. That's why she's going to be packing.
I'm out of here.
So,
I'm out of here.
Leave before your parents get here.
I will.
Go
see ya.
Have a traditional Louisiana Christmas with them.
Okay.
You know, where you get crawfish in your stockings and stuff like that. Maybe you get you a new pair of white rubber boots.
Maybe.
For Christmas.
I wouldn't mind that.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the thing. We'll be in the new house when your parents get out here, won't we?
Mm-hmm. I hope. Yeah. What does that matter, though?
I just figure that's hopefully it's not going to mean that they want to stay longer because they got a big new house to stay in, as opposed to, you know, the houseboat they live on.
Uh-huh. Trust me, Louisiana. I'm sure after a few days with you, they'll be fine to leave.
Well,
within a week.
I'm going to go ahead and tell your dad that we're going to be living so far out in the country that it doesn't get the golf channel.
Okay. Maybe we should take it off the TV, like off of our package.
Mm-hmm. That would be good. Uh-huh. See, we do have an understanding, though. I think I've told everybody this before. When he's at our house, Jody's dad, I let him watch golf as much as he wants to. And then in return, when I'm at his house, he lets me watch him watch golf as much as I want.
When's the last time you've been at their house?
It's because I don't want to watch golf.
But seriously.
Other than that, that would have been...
Do you even know the last time?
Whose funeral was it? Was it somebody's funeral?
We went one time for Christmas when the kids were really little. And that's the last time you've been...
Mm-hmm. Our kids
and now they're
really
18
little?
And 21, and that's the last time you've been.
Huh.
Yep.
Are you sure?
Positive.
Somebody's had to have passed.
Nobody's
that I
passed.
Delivered a eulogy for
no,
since then.
You've not been to my parents since then.
How old were the kids, our kids?
Well, we went up to see Duck Dynasty. Remember we went to...
That's the last time?
Uh-huh.
Boy, time flies. It does.
That's the last time you've been there. You ought to be ashamed.
Why? I haven't been invited to their house.
You are always invited, and you never want to go.
How many times have you been?
A bunch. I go once a year, at least. Mm-hmm. The only time I didn't go was for during COVID.
And do you go during our regular set vacation time?
No.
No.
Mm-mm.
You don't. You go because you have the time to go.
You could go for a long weekend. But you don't want to go.
No. Mm-hmm. I have suggested going.
Mom, Dad, he doesn't want to come.
No, I have suggested coming, and since COVID, we didn't go. I've suggested going.
When did you suggest
many
going?
Times.
Do tell.
Many times.
Never.
Many, many times.
Well, I go once a year.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going this year. Yep, I'm going this year.
Okay.
You want to come?
It depends on when it is. I can't miss work.
Okay, well, I'll find out when you're going to be
off. I definitely can't miss work now.
Yeah, I know.
And by the way, that's the thing. If if you like us at all, whether you like our podcast or our show or anything, but if you just kind of think we're good people and you want to help us out, recommend to everybody listening to our podcast and stuff and listening to the app, the 5G, and watching on YouTube and everything.
Yeah,
I mean, it's gotten to the point where Jody is actually having to work now to join the family business. So I don't know what all you do even on apps and everything. I don't know whether you give it good ratings or was it a 5-star review, things like that. Whatever you got to do,
yeah.
You know, tell everybody, people that don't live in the area, people who do live in your area.
Yeah,
just tell them that we're good for it.
That's why I thank Candy today.
Yep.
I heard your mouth, and I was like, "Thank you, yes, I like that."
Where does this Candy live? Does she live
I
on our
know.
Our street?
Or does we didn't get into all that. I just saw her on the main road out there.
On the main road.
Yep.
Candy from the main road.
If I walk by myself, I have it on too.
Oh, so yeah. Y'all have that in common.
Yeah, but I wasn't by myself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, we would appreciate all the words you could pass on to people to get them to listen and support and all of that.
Yeah, I'd appreciate that as well.
Because, with Jody having to pitch in and try to work to raise revenue and everything for the company.
That's scary.
She's all up in my business now. Like, I've done a really good job my whole career keeping her out of my business and what I do with work.
I'm in it now.
So now she's all up in it.
Yep.
Aren't you supposed to do da-da-da-da-da? Adam said you're supposed to do blah-blah-blah. Oh, God. This is not a good idea. Not a good idea.
Yep, but you needed the help, so here I am.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
All right. We'll be right back. Hang on.
More from TJ and Jody's house next.
Are you ready to say, hey, I'm loving life? We are. Join us at the Love and Life Music Fest, May 3rd through the 5th. Fun, art, memories, and amazing live performances from 40 artists you will love. Get your tickets now at acetj.com/lovin'.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenix. Neogenix is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenix.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
Let's go. It's TJ and Jody's house on the Radio Button Network.
Yeah, there really is a fly in the house, and it's driving us crazy. Mm-hmm. A lot of people don't know this about me, but I have a talent that I can kill flies with my bare hands pretty easily.
You do. It's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And that's hard.
I know. I'm like a little fly ninja.
Yeah, you are.
It's like, whoop, whoop. I don't know. Is that offensive now to say ninja?
Everything's offensive.
I apologize to the real ninjas listening to the show.
Yeah.
I don't mean to appropriate the ninja culture.
We have nothing against that.
No. Gosh. But I've been a ninja all my life. I mean, I'm gonna be as honest as I can with you now. I can ninja some stuff. I've been ninjing since I was a little boy. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So, Todd, are you in a better mood today than you've been being?
Yeah.
Adam got you all stressed out? Is that why you were... What day was it you came up to the studio and you were all stressed out? The last time we
Thursday.
Did... Thursday. Yeah. Was that because of Adam or you got personal problems?
Probably
that we
problems.
Don't even need to know about. Yeah. Bless. He's getting married in exactly a year.
Mm-hmm. I think that's great.
I do too. I just never know that... Never known of long engagements like that to pan out.
Well, they have a plan.
Mm-hmm.
Don't worry about it. They'll be fine.
Why are y'all waiting so long?
Because of the house renovation.
Oh, they're renovating a house. Yeah.
I understand that.
Mm-hmm. But, I mean, he doesn't look old, but he's getting on up there. He doesn't have a whole lot of time to waste. I'm not saying he's got one foot in the grave and one on a banana peel yet, but most people his age, they don't stay engaged a long time like that. They go ahead and do it. It's going to be fine. They run off to, he would go somewhere like Myrtle Beach and get married.
No.
You know, something nice for him.
Well,
is it going to be a wedding, a destination wedding off somewhere?
Oak Island.
Oak Island. How far is that?
3.5 hours.
I would consider that a destination wedding. That's off somewhere.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah.
Is it small?
Yeah.
Oak Island or the wedding?
The wedding.
Both.
Okay.
The wedding.
So I went to one of your weddings already when I was sick.
That one didn't work out, so you
right.
have to come to this one.
So
yeah,
that's
here.
What I was going to say. I must have been bad luck.
He was.
I had a sinus infection that would kill a horse.
You remember that? I don't remember
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I remember.
I don't.
It was on a boat. You remember it was on that steamboat, paddle boat thing?
Why don't I remember this?
It was not long after we moved here.
Yeah.
And
you had a sinus infection.
I was hot. Was wearing a black shirt out there. Ooh, that thing.
Gosh,
it was in September.
You remember that? What year
September.
Was that?
Oh, God.
98 or 99.
What?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We didn't even have kids yet.
No.
Your memory is amazing.
Yeah, it is. I do not remember any of it. Sorry. Mm-hmm.
That's okay. Yeah. I'm trying to forget it.
Yeah. Yeah, it was hot, and I was wearing a black shirt, which wasn't a good decision.
And we were on that boat?
Yeah. But I didn't know we were going to be outside on the boat. I thought we were going to be inside on it.
Golly.
I don't know. Anyway,
I wish I could remember things like that.
It's not good, though, to have an eidetic memory because you remember the bad things just as much as you do the good.
True. I hate that for you.
All right, so I just wanted to make sure on camera, on the app, on the audio, everything, you are not expecting me to be at the wedding.
Yes.
That's true.
Yeah.
Okay.
You're not invited.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.
And if we're not invited, that means we don't have to get them a gift, right?
No, Jody's invited.
Oh, Jody is? All right. Well, Jody can take her commission check and buy you a gift.
Steak and sizzle check.
Yeah, have a happy life together.
Mm-hmm.
That'll be fun.
Yeah.
All right, so we gotta wrap it up so Todd has time to edit it and get it
on
the app to be downloaded in time for people not to get mad at us.
No more breaking teeth on a video one day.
Yeah, no more of that.
No more.
All right, we'll see you later.
Oh, that was fun.
Bye-bye.
It's TJ and Jody's house on the Radio Button Network.
Are you ready to say, hey, I'm loving life? We are. Join us at the Love and Life Music Fest, May 3rd through the 5th. Fun, art, memories, and amazing live performances from 40 artists you will love. Get your tickets now at acetj.com/lovin'.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenics. Neogenics is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenics.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
What if you had an extra hour every day? Think about that for a minute. An extra hour every day. Hey, it's Ace. What would you do with that hour? Now, I would probably try to start reading some of these books I've been putting off for years and years. But then I thought about it and realized maybe that time would be better spent finding what truly lights us up inside. Now, figuring that out can be a hard, difficult thing to do. And that's where BetterHelp Therapy comes in. Imagine having somebody to talk to, somebody to help you untangle your thoughts, your priorities, maybe even your dreams. Maybe help you put a plan together. BetterHelp gets it. It's therapy that fits your life, not the other way around. Therapy that fits your life. All you do is fill out a quick questionnaire, get matched with a therapist who gets you, and if things aren't clicking, you switch. It's easy. No fuss. Learn to make time for what makes you happy. Yeah, learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/ACETJ today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/ACETJ. BetterHelp.com/ACETJ.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
The Lake Norman area is filled with great local businesses, but many of them never get the recognition they deserve. Well, now's your chance to show these businesses how special they are by nominating them in the Currents Magazine's new Lake Norman's Best contest. You just go to their website at lncurrents.com and nominate your favorite Lake Norman businesses in a variety of categories. Best pizza, best burger, best hair salon, etc. Best hair salon, stuff like that. Over 30 different categories. Winners will be announced at a huge ceremony at the Kane Center in June, which will be hosted by the one and only me, TJ, from the Ace and TJ Show. So make sure you check out the latest Lake Norman Currents for more details. lncurrents.com.
The Week in Review is sponsored by Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms and incredible dining options. Book now by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
The Love and Life Music Fest is in Charlotte from May 3rd through the 5th, and we've got your tickets. Earn points to win at acetj.com/prime. Win tickets to the Love and Life Music Fest along with other great prizes. acetj.com/prime.
If you've got nagging pain, you can get rid of that nagging pain thanks to Neogenyx, Charlotte's most trusted stem cell clinic, with an over 93% success rate. Set up a free consultation today at acetj.com/Neogenyx, N-E-O-G-E-N-I-X.
The Ace and TJ studios are brought to you by Calitrin. Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss, drug and stimulant free, so it won't interfere with any medications or health conditions. Find out more at acetj.com/weightloss.
Ace and TJ are well known for their charities. First, it was the Grin Kids, where they took terminally ill children and their families for a once-in-a-lifetime trip to Disney World. Now, it's Peyton's Promise, giving assistance fast to people who are in dire need, including the most recent first quarter of the rest of your life giveaway, where they gave away $10,000 to someone who needed it. None of which would be possible without great sponsors like the Temple team at Keller Williams, the Johnson Group, Bradham Brothers, CompuCom, and Table and Twine. To find out more about Peyton's Promise, just go to peytonspromise.org.
It's your chance to win with Ace TJ Prime Rewards. Win incredible prizes like concert tickets, gift cards, merch, and so much more. Start earning points with Ace TJ Prime Rewards, all on the Ace and TJ Family app, available in your app store or at acetj.com/app.
Get your home secured for less than a dollar a day with no installation or equipment charges and a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You can get security for your home. 800-915-8941. 800-915-8941. Now is the time to lock in the lowest prices we've ever seen for airline tickets with low-cost airlines. Over 500 airlines with some practically giving away seats. Call 858-988-7667. 858-988-7667.